I believe at this point it's needful for us to take an oath of office. Because one of the burdens of Christianity at this point in time, yokeless Christians, yokeless. No sense of commitment, no sense of responsibility. We see God like a Father Christmas, someone with a heavy bag, heavily laden with gifts, looking for people's address to post the gifts. And the ancient mode, the ancient culture of Christians, diehards, yoked with Jesus, that culture has to return. Now, just in case you are here and you are one of the freelance Christians, you are part of the rat race, and you believe that Christianity is all about you, it is because you are yokeless. And the Lord will have us take a yoke out of this conference. A yoke, a commitment. Something that we live for. Something that will be the basis of interpreting our lives. Outside of that yoke, this life has no meaning. Can you look onto your call again? Your calling. And begin to consider how much attention you have given to that call and how much you have allowed that call to shape your life. A calling is supposed to be an investment. You see, a call, first of all, you have to receive a gift from God in order for you to be able to respond to a call. That gift that you receive from God is supposed to shape your life. As you attend to the call, the gift in the call begins to shape your life and eventually makes you a certain kind of man. Alright? So when we fail to attend to the call, the process of transformation stops, and then we now begin to run the rat race. Has God required service out of your hand? How have you attended to that service? Are you such a person that has a calling from God but is looking at other people and say, with time I'll be better than Ernest? You are competing because the yoke of your calling, you have not received education sufficient about it. Can we ask God to give us grace to prosecute the demand of the yoke that we have in Jesus? And just in case you are yokeless, it will be a good time for you to stretch your neck and ask Him to put one upon you. You are without identity if you are yokeless. The very reason for which you live is the reason for which you will die. And a yokeless believer has no reason for living. I'd like us to make that commitment to Him. Have you strayed away from the place of your calling? Have you strayed away in the pool of competition, trying to become something else? Only a man that has been educated about the yoke he carries can understand the processes, the seasons, and the timings of his calling. Deliver us from yokeless Christianity. Deliver us from yokeless Christianity. Some of us are called to be intercessors. Many of us feel that the work of an intercessor is too hidden. It's too hidden. You want to be on the stage. It is because you have not been educated by the yoke.
ask God for help? Can we ask Him for help? Can we ask Him for help? These are strong issues. Strong issues have been raised tonight. Now, what are you doing for God? What are you doing for God? For those of us that are under 35, from the age of 21 to 35, what have you done? We can understand when people come to God expecting a miracle. There's nothing wrong with that. But if that's all you came to seek for, with no intention to commit to God, and your youthful days have been spent in civil service, by the time you are approaching 60, you are trafficking. You're already trafficking at 60. And we are transiting from our morning into our afternoon without any record of service to God. A generation of young people have arisen that do not feel any sense of responsibility whatsoever to the God that they serve. It is when we step into eternity that we will see the scale upon which our lives will be weighed. Life without a yoke. The recovery must begin with you. If God should release a very mighty outpouring now, it will waste because there are no foot soldiers on the field. You see, we have men, but we have yokeless men. Those ones cannot be trusted. If you invest in them, you are not likely to get any profit from the investment. Where does your loyalty lie? Can we make a commitment to Him tonight? A commitment.
It's grace.
A commitment.
Your grace shines on me.
Make a commitment to Him. A quiet commitment. A quiet commitment. A quiet commitment. A commitment. The days of the rat race, let it come to an end. At my duty post.
Shines on me. Shines on me. I'm not without you. Shines on me.
people among us called to be intercessors. They are never consistent. You are burning for 2 weeks. You are distracted for another 3 months. You come back and rededicate your life. After it's just no consistency. What are we living for?
It's your grace.
Thank you, Lord. To take an oath of office, an oath of office. An oath of office. And until the knowledge of the glory of the Lord covers the earth, as the waters cover the sea, we will not stop. That's the oath of office. Until the knowledge of the glory of the Lord covers the earth as the waters cover the sea, we'll keep striving. We'll keep striving. Make that your oath of office. Make it your oath of office. Let us flee vanity. Let us flee carnality.
I want to pray for you now. Now you may be sitting while I pray for you. It will be wise if we depart this place to go back and take inventory, take stock of our life. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power, in the beauties of holiness, in the womb of the morning. Thou hast the dew of thy youth. The dew of thy youth is a portion of your life that God is concerned about. And we need to go back and take stock. Then make up our minds to come under the yoke afresh. And if we have decided to take up the yoke, we must also, of necessity, decide to learn of Him as touching the yoke. That's when we begin to live indeed. And that's the secret for the rest that He gives. He doesn't give rest to a yokeless. All those testimonies people share, most of them are lies. There's no true rest for your blessing. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus. Okay, can you ask Him for grace? It's as if some people's prayers have ascended to heaven. Now he's willing to give grace. Now he's willing to give grace. So ask Him for grace. Ask Him for grace. Those of you outside, you are part of this service. The mercy of God has been activated, and God is ready
to release His grace. To release His grace. To release His grace. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Father, we ask for grace. We ask for grace. We ask for grace. We ask for empowerment. We ask for enablement. In the name of Jesus Christ. We ask for grace. Now. The Lord is stretching forth His hand. He's stretching forth His hand. Alright, there is somebody in the hall. I don't know whether inside or outside. The Lord wants to use this moment to release grace upon your life. And He's stretching forth His hand. I see Him stretching forth His hand. Now, it's becoming quite intense now. Quite intense. Yes, it's becoming stronger. Father, release grace. Release grace. Release grace. Release grace. Release grace. Release grace, release grace, release grace, release grace. Pour grace out, pour grace out, pour grace out, pour grace out. Becoming stronger, it's becoming stronger. Pour it out on your vessels in the name of Jesus. Release grace, 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 release grace. I'm seeing one person clearly outside there, outside of the hall. And grace is coming upon you. Grace, grace. Yes, He's pouring it out. Receive the grace of God. Receive. Receive the grace of God. Receive the grace of God. Receive the grace to witness for the Lord. Grace, 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 grace. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Father, tonight we ask that everyone here tonight will learn of you. Help us. Help us. And teach us your ways. In the name of Jesus.